Gracias.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning and greetings to all the participants at this constructive dialogue, both those in the room and those in Macau, China. I'll refer to two questions that relate to justice. The first is about access to justice, independence of the judiciary, and fair trial. In paragraph 12 of the list of issues, the committee had already expressed its concern about the backlog of cases in the courts of Macau, China, and asked for specific data on the evolution of the situation in the light of the legal and organisational measures taken to reduce the length of time taken to process cases in the administration of justice. The committee welcomes the reduction of the backlog of cases reflected in paragraph 37 of the response of Macau China to the list of issues, which extends until the 30th of June 2020. But could the delegation provide the committee, even if only in writing, with data on the situation of the backlog of court cases updated as of the date of this constructive dialogue? In its replies to the list of issues, Macau China reports that judicial proceedings are conducted with full respect for the right of citizens to use any of the official languages of Macau China in court. However, according to the information received, a large majority of proceedings are conducted in Portuguese, despite the fact that the majority of the population is Chinese-speaking. Could the delegation provide an explanation for this situation? Finally, on this issue, the law on national security is applied to a number of acts relating to treason and related crimes, and acts that are undertaken to prepare those crimes. There are some concerns around the legal definition of preparatory acts and the fact that this could lead to police abuse. Could the delegation comment on the interpretation that should be given of the legal expression preparatory acts? Could the delegation also offer data of how many individuals have been accused of this crime? Question 13 is on the selection of judges and prosecutors for the implementation of the national security law. In its list of issues, the committee showed its concern about the amendment of Law 9/1999, which allows the Prosecutor General and the High Council of the Judiciary to appoint, respectively, prosecutors and judges in charge of implementing the national security law. In its response, Macau China reports that an Article 19A of Law Number 4/2019 has been added, which provides for certain sensitive crimes affecting the independence, unity, integrity, and internal and external security of the state to be adjudicated to judges who meet certain specific requirements, hold a permanent mandate, and are Chinese citizens. According to Macau China, this mechanism does not imply the creation of a special jurisdiction, because each case is attributed to the competent judges by the judiciary itself and without executive intervention. The truth is, however, that such cases can only be tried by judges previously selected according to criteria that remain opaque, and therefore the actual allocation of cases, even if made by the same judges, is limited to previously selected judges, which implies that there are judges specially appointed to hear a special category of cases. Can the delegation explain how this legal amendment is in line with Article 85 of the Macau Basic Law, which provides for the continuation of a single criminal jurisdiction as existed at the time of the enactment of that law. Can the delegation provide information also on the number of judges appointed under Article 19A of Law Number 4/2019 and on the number of cases that have been prosecuted in accordance with its provisions? Thank you for your attention, and I look forward to your replies. Thank you.